I spoke to the film director, David Lynch. He's in London at the moment, and I asked him why.
Well, I'm here to take part in the London Film Festival, and tonight I'll be at the BFI South Bank. And I'm also here to talk about transcendental meditation and getting meditation to any students who want it here in England. And I'm here to talk about peace on earth.
Well, let's deal with that maybe in a moment. Tell us what you're doing with the film festival, first of all.
I'm doing a Q&A tonight at the BFI, and Donovan is here, and he's going to be singing after I'm through with my Q&A. He's going to stir the deep levels with his beautiful music and words.
That's the Donovan, the 60s pop star that shot to fame in the 60s, and he's still going strong.
Still going strong. Voice is more beautiful than ever, and the melodies stir a dream and a thing of hope.
Is he still mad about Saffron?
Absolutely.
Excellent. The transcendental meditation, that's something that you're both into. Is that how come you've paired up?
Yep, we've paired up through transcendental meditation and my foundation, which is called David Lynch Foundation for Consciousness-Based Education and World Peace, and we raise money to try to get meditation to any student who wants it or any school who wants it for all the students. And we watch things. Schools are hell holes in the States these days. Lots and lots of suffering, suicides, violence, stabbings, shootings. And learning is just not happening, and happiness sure isn't happening. And you give them this technique of transcendental meditation to the students. They learn to dive within. They learn to experience the deepest level of life, which is pure bliss, infinite intelligence, infinite creativity, pure infinite love, harmony, energy, power, and watch those students' lives turn around. Watch them start getting along with their fellow man. Watch their grades go up, their IQ go up. And their respect for the teachers, appreciation for life, it's unbelievable. And it comes from inside, from the deepest level of life, and it's a real thing. And now more and more receptivity to this. They've tried every single doggone other thing, and finally they're coming around to this thing. All the misunderstandings are going away, and people are starting to enjoy life.
Now, this is something you got into in 73, 74 by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who, of course, was the Beatles guru. How'd you do it?
It's a simple, effortless technique, a mental technique, an ancient form of meditation that Maharishi is bringing back for this time. And you need a legitimate teacher of transcendental meditation. You're given a mantra, and you're taught how to use it. A mantra is a very specific sound, vibration, thought that will turn the awareness within, and you will naturally, easily, effortlessly dive through subtler levels of mind and intellect. You'll dive through subtler levels of mind and intellect, and you will transcend. This is such a blessing. Maharishi gives entry into the transcendent level of life, and that's what you need to experience to enliven it and grow in that. And that field, that unified field of the modern quantum physics, pure bliss consciousness, does everything for the human being.
Forgive me for interrupting you. I'm just trying to understand it more. The mantra, is that unique to each person that practices it, or is it one mantra for everybody?
There's several, but it's sort of like blood. When you go to the hospital, you want to get the blood that's right for you. There are many different types of blood, but not an infinite number. So you get the mantra that's right for you. You'll learn how to use it. And a 10-year-old child can do this. It's easy, effortless. It's not about concentration or trying or contemplation. You just get that mantra going on the inside, and whoa, there you go. And then you transcend unbounded awareness, and your life gets better and better and better. Experiencing that deepest level enlivens it, and you grow in those fantastic qualities of that field. You expand consciousness. Your grades go up. You start loving life. You get happiness from the inside. You don't worry about these kids anymore.
And so I presume that you're now the most peaceful you've been in your life since you've been doing this forever?
I'm a happy camper. It's not peace is misunderstood. Peace, real peace, is not the absence of war only. It's the absence of negativity. The side effect of experiencing this deepest level is negativity starts to recede from your life. So things like tension and stress, anxiety, depression, sorrow, anger, hate, and fear, these kind of things start to lift away. You can work in so much more freedom. This heavy weight lifting is so beautiful. And when those heavy weights lift off kids, you just see them start really enjoying life. And it's not a surface cure. It comes from the deepest level. It's a human being experience. It's not a religion. It's not against any religion. It's a mental technique that frees people, just brings them all those positive values and chases negativity away.
Do you still get angry at all, or does that alleviate that?
You can get angry, but you can't hold on to it. You can get sad, but you can't hold on to it. It doesn't kill you. It's so beautiful for the artist, for any human being, for the artist. Ideas flow. When you have a lot of negativity, it cramps the conduit of the flow of ideas, the flow of creativity. Now that starts lifting. That conduit opens up. Happily, these ideas just pour and flow, and you're really banging on all eight cylinders.
Your passion for this is quite an ambition that you want to realise, isn't it? I read that you want to establish 7 peace palaces, each with 8,000 salaried people, and the cost has been estimated at $7 billion.
Well, I would like to raise $7 billion, but, you know, there's another whole way to do this, and that is a school could become a peace-creating group. Not only can the students enjoy unfolding their full potential and fill the full potential of a human being is supreme enlightenment, full potential. Education should develop the full potential of the student. And that enlightenment is total fulfillment, liberation, freedom. And here we have, a school where the students are learning this and they're doing their program together. They learn advanced techniques in the school and do their program together. They themselves, the school, the students, are a peace-creating group. For England, the formula for any country, any population, is the square root of 1% of a population. England only needs 800 peace-creating experts. These could be students. The school becomes a peace-creating factory, radiating out. We're like light bulbs. We enjoy the light within, but like light bulbs, we radiate it out. And this brings to collective consciousness, harmony, coherence, dynamic peace. A man will go to bed filled with anger, wake up and wonder where it went. Sounds too good to be true, but this field that we dive into is the big engine that not only created the universe, but maintains and sustains it. Any power in the field of relativity pales to the power of this field. This field does it for us, Phil.
How does this passion that you have for transcendental meditation sit with your fans of you as a movie maker who've seen films like Eraserhead and Blue Velvet and films that can be quite dark at times? How do you think that sits with them?
I always get this question. David, how come if you're so happy you make these dark, and troubling films? Mm. I say that stories will always have conflict. Most stories, books, and music and all this reflect the world in which we live. We live in a dark and troubling world, lots and lots of real suffering. Stories should have contrast, but the artist doesn't have to suffer to show suffering. You got to understand the human condition, understand suffering, but you don't have to suffer to show it. You don't have to die to do a death scene.
But why show it if you're peaced out?
Because I fall in love with some ideas, Phil, and I fall in love with them for the idea and the way cinema can do them. I love to create and get an idea I fall in love with, make a world that we can all go into and experience that world from the safety of our house or our theater. It's so beautiful. But you don't have to suffer. Have the suffering, I say, on the screen, in the book, not in your life.
As one of a handful of world-renowned filmmakers, is it easier for you now that you have that reputation, or is it more difficult for you to get the next project off the ground?
I've been very, very lucky. I've gotten green lights. Nobody, I guess, has lost money. They haven't made a lot of money on most of my films, but I've been lucky to always get money for the next one.
What are you working on at the moment, film-wise?
Right now, I'm on this tour, Phil, and I've got some paintings going back in L.A., and I'm looking forward to get back there and have the fires die down there and get back to painting some and try to catch ideas for the next film.
So there's nothing in the pipeline at the moment, movie-wise?
No, nothing in the pipeline.
I mean, fans just want to see another David Lynch film, I would imagine.
Well, that would be great. I'd like to go into another world, but you got to catch the idea.
So is the Transcendental Meditation dominating your time at the moment?
Yes, it is, Phil. It is, you know, because I see all the problems. I see, you know, people have taken Transcendental Meditation in schools, for instance, have tried. Well-wishers of humanity have come up with all kinds of surface cures. They don't work. This is from the very depth, the big, unbounded, infinite ocean, and it turns things around. And I just like people to know about that and give it a go. You don't even have to believe it, and it will still work. And it brings a complete full potential to the students. It's really the thing. And one of these days, the penny will drop, people will try it, and they'll be so, so happy that they did.
I have to ask you this next question, David. And again, I don't wish to be rude, but I know for a fact there's a certain amount of cynicism from some British people towards this, and you must have had this in America as well. And people might be listening to this, huge fans of your film work, and think, why is he banging on about Transcendental Meditation? Just get on with making movies. What do you say to those people?
I say cynicism is kind of troubling. Skepticism is very, very good, unless the skepticism keeps you from something good. So I'd say look into this. A lot of times people start meditating because they see a friend who started. They see a change in their friend, and their friend tells them, geez, man, this is the real thing. People have been sitting in meditation throughout time. It does something, and they say, I gotta try that thing. And so, you know, I thought meditation was a total waste of time for a while. I didn't want it at all. And I couldn't imagine what they're doing sitting there with their eyes closed. But they're not wasting their time. And I meditate every day for 34 years, twice a day.
Have you already meditated once today?
Yeah.
And when will you do the next one?
You meditate once in the morning, once in the evening. And you come out so refreshed, ideas flowing, happiness flowing. I enjoy the doing of things. So many people work and they don't enjoy their work. This doesn't matter what you do. You'll just enjoy it more. Happiness, bliss from the inside, creativity going. You'll get ideas. You'll get ideas to solve problems more and more and more. You know, and you'll get so much more energy. It just, the flow gets better. Maybe the events of your life will stay the same, but how you go through those events will get better and better. Things that used to almost kill you won't have that power anymore.
Well, thanks for taking the time to explain it to us, and I look forward to hearing of you getting back on the film trail, because I know a lot of people will look forward to another David Lynch movie coming out, and good luck with the painting that you're up to as well.
Thanks a million, Phil. All the best to you.
Nice talking to you.
Good talking to you.
David Lynch talking to me there. Well, I hope you enjoyed that and you found some calm from it yourself. Maybe you're off to meditate right now. Well, whatever you do, make sure you come back tomorrow for the Daily Mayo when Simon returns.